An 11-member governing board of the Data Protection Commission has been launched in Accra. The Data Protection Commission seeks to protect the privacy of individuals and their personal information, as well as to provide mechanisms for obtaining, using and disclosing information and other related issues. The Minister of Communication, Haruna Idrisu, at the ceremony said the commission will help strengthen individual rights and tackle the challenges of globalization and new technologies. Rose Barting and Janet Quest were at the ceremony and have filed this report.
Parliament passed the Data Protection Bill into an act in March this year. The act seeks to protect the privacy, personal and individual data from misuse and abuse. It also gives meaning to the 1992 Constitution on the Privacy of Communication in the Digital Age. The establishment of the Data Protection Commission is therefore to ensure that as an e-country, the principle is entrenched in using the information communication technology platforms for administrative and business activities. The Minister of Communication, Haruna Idrisu, in his address said every Ghanaian has the right to privacy with respect to the processing of data. He said protecting personal data and privacy is a fundamental human right which all must work assiduously to achieve, adding that the data protection rights will help to make information stored about every individual factual and only used for the stated purpose.
We cannot overemphasize the need to protect data, particularly in an information and communication age where data is held. The primary purpose of the Data Protection Act is to regulate the way in which we obtain, use and process data in order that we would uphold the privacy of the individual rights to communication as enshrined in Article 18.2 of our Constitution. Let me also say that protecting our personal data and our privacy is a fundamental human right to which we are obliged to uphold. We must all work to ensure the success of this institution. Even medical information of Ghanaian citizens is entitled to be protected by law.
You have the Communications Minister Haruna Idrisu in the report by Rose Barting and Janet Quest.